is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagon! Brad, the big noise, is here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And we got pigskin flying, baby, through the air. Week one of the NFL season about to get underway. The Thursday night football opener, all the pomp, all the circumstance, the raising of the banner, the celebration of the Super Bowl win last year with Patrick Mahomes and company taking on the former artist known as the Hello Kitties of Detroit. I think the Lions are going to actually have a formidable roar this season. And of course, the major news, will Travis Kelce play or won't he play due to a hyperextended knee? What kind of trickle-down effects are we going to have, especially in the player props market? Already seeing the side tumble here on this Wednesday, taping a line currently at BetMGM at -5 for KC, and it was as high as 6.5 just 24 hours ago. So a lot up in the air, but football is back, baby, which means we got a ticket in hand because we're hopping aboard the honk honk plus bus. Yeah, it's back. Had to get an oil change, was in the shop for a hot minute, but it is ready to rev the engine once again. Lundy, whether it's Thursday night football, and we are taping this on a Wednesday, you could choose your own adventure on the Major League Baseball diamond, if you so desire. What is your favorite plus money wager on the board? Even Steven odds or greater, what do you got for me?
Oh, how about we see if the moose is loose, Brad? Mike Moustakas tonight between the Orioles and the Angels. So this is a Wednesday night play for you. Yep. Again, as Brad said, we're going to focus a lot on Thursday night football, but we're actually recording this for you on Wednesday so that everybody gets a chance to digest it prior to kickoff at Arrowhead. But let's go to Moose. Let's go to Moustakas tonight, taking on Kyle Gibson. That's who's going to be on the bump for Baltimore. Let me give you some of these tasty morsels of numbers, shall we? Moustakas against right-handed pitchers has an OPS of 770. That is 220 points higher than he is against lefties. 770 OPS. And for Gibson, he is giving up an 848 OPS to left-handed batters. And the last time I checked, old Mikey stands on that left side of the plate when he decides to try to swing the lumber. On top of that, Gibson clocked in at a 7.89 ERA for the month of August. Yuck. The wheels have come off for Gibson, and to a certain extent they have for Baltimore as a whole. So with a 316 lifetime average against Gibson, all those stats I already gave you, four doubles, a home run, plus 150 at FanDuel for Moustakas to have two or more total bases tonight for the LA Angels of Anaheim, Orange County, Santa Barbara. So take the over, plus 150 total bases for Moose tonight, because again, you want to talk about the bus, the wheels are off of Gibson's bus.
Yeah, the juice is loose, and indeed the moose is loose as well, hopefully for Lundy's bankroll. I like that play on Moustakas going to the pitcher market. I like Logan Gilbert to record the dub on the road against the Cincinnati Reds at plus 115. I'll work the shoulders there, get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings. Logan Gilbert's been quite the road warrior this season. A guy with a 3.31 ERA away from the friendly confines there in the great northwest of Seattle, and 15 games started away from Starbucks City. He is 8-1. Marvelous, miraculous production, really, on the road. A lot of pitchers cannot say that. He has won three of his last five games, and as of tape time, the Reds were still wishy-washy about exactly who's going to start. The expectation is it's going to be Lyon Richardson, who doesn't have much of a roar. A guy that I watched him against Chicago Cubs, and he was walking dudes left and right. Oh. So some control issues there. Yeah, you put Julio Rodriguez on base. You maybe put guys on base ahead of Julio, and one's going to go through a gap or out of the yard and give the support that Logan Gilbert seeks, and particularly I seek to hopefully cash in on him to get the win at plus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Without further ado, let's get after it on this hump day with another edition, all TNF, of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go to Cowtown there in Kansas City, Missouri, or for those losers that call it Kansas City, Kansas, understand basic geography, though it does hug the border there in the center part of the nation. And I am shocked, Lundy, a guy who is going to post some, I think, some silly production with or without Travis Kelce. And I say take advantage of a very soft market on, you might have heard of his name before, Patrick Mahomes, money man. And hopefully he's going to be exactly that on pass touchdowns. Give me the over 2.5. Will he throw 3 end zone strikes against the Lions in the opener? I say yes, he will. And if he does, this is ridiculous. Plus 145. That's a real juice available at BetMGM. So it's absolute worth firing off on a ticket. You look at Mahomes. Last season, he did this in 9 games. So, you know, it was about a 50-50 proposition that he's going to hit this thing more than likely. I know Kelce may or may not be in uniform for this franchise, but still Sky Moore has been a standout. Expect to really step up, working primarily out of the slot. Kadarius Toney, everybody wrote off Toney, but he could do it again. It feels good. Yeah, exactly. In the box score, he is expected to be back and playing a decent amount of snaps in this one. Marquez Valdes-Scantling's been running with the ones. Noah Gray is a suitable backup tight end behind Kelce, who Mahomes had a lot of success targeting previously. So he's going to spread the love. He's going to find the weaknesses, whether in man coverage, whether in zone coverage. It doesn't remotely matter. And you look at Detroit last season, and I know no 2 years are really ever the same, but they are projected to have a bottom 10 secondary, at least according to the opinion of Mike Clay at ESPN. They surrendered 7.94 yards per attempt. Now, only Tua and, of all people, Carson Wentz, who? Yeah, that guy threw for 3 touchdowns against the secondary last year. But Jerry Jacobs, Brian Batch, who's a rookie, they've got some weaknesses there, though Sutton is an experienced DB. Mahomes also number 12 in red zone completion percentage last year. So I don't care if Kelce is on the field or not. I say go ahead and chase that juice at plus 145. Money Mahomes going over 2.5 passing touchdowns in the opener against Detroit. Lundy, Vader follow.
Just like how I used to wish that I could be in college, I'm going with the seduction here. I'm
yeah.
No, I'm getting sucked in up by this one because of the plus 145. I think this is an overcorrection by the odds makers with the question mark with Travis Kelce. Mahomes is that good. And the round mound of football sound on the sideline, Andy Reid knows what he's doing. You can take away Kelce. And while that sucks, he also is going to go, all right, fine. And he's going to move on to whatever he's going to do in his playbook. So I'm not overly concerned about it. You're going to see, I'm going to bring back something similar to this with a same game parlay that I've got for you for the Thursday night game. I'll bring that up when we get to bonus time. This is one that I'm doing because of the plus 145. That's what's sucking me in on this one. Because like I said, I think it's an overcorrection and I believe a little more in Mahomes with or without Kelce, just like you do, than I do with this plus 145. Jump on the number while you can, especially if the news about Kelce changes between when you and I are taping and when we get to kickoff.
Yeah, gets seduced by that juice. Machine Gun Mahomes going to fire at least 3 touchdowns in the opener.
Number 4.
All the sky's the limit here, Lundy. A guy that was very popular in the quote-unquote sleeper circle in fantasy football drafts. Sleepers don't exist, by the way. You have an internet connection? Exactly. Everybody knows who is really expected to rise to the occasion could really overachieve. And I think Sky Moore is a prime example of somebody who's got to outperform his average draft position and to outperform his receiving yards prop, which is sitting at 38.5, available at Caesars. And I'm taking that over at minus 118. So yeah, I'll pay up a little bit on that juice with what I feel is a suppressed and soft number. Some of the other books have this in the low 40s, and I would still be over on that. I think he's going to crack the 50-yard mark.
here in week number one. Why? Again, Kelce, even if he does play, is that going to be 100% with that hyperextended knee, experiencing some swelling, so he could be on a limited snap count. Kadarius Toney could also be on a limited snap count with all the action that he missed in the month of August. And Sky Moore, 10-20 man, who covers his franchise locally in the Motor City, has really been talking up Sky Moore. The entire coaching staff has really been talking up Sky Moore, saying he is going to take a quantum leap in year number two, whether working out of the slot or outside. And with Toney on the field, I think it's going to be a mix of both. So a little bit of Jerry Jacobs, who gave up over an 85 pass rating to his assignments last year, and a little bit of the rookie, Brian Batch. And Godspeed to you. Your first game in the NFL, and you're expected to man the slot against Patrick Mahomes. Best of luck to your expected sorrowful production come game in. But I think Sky Moore, a guy that should be around five, maybe upwards of six catches. Usually he's going to do this in snack-sized bites. But if he gets the five receptions, I think 55 yards at a minimum will be achieved here against the Lions. Remember, this total is still in the low 50s. So, Lundy, feed or follow Sky Moore over 38.5. That's it. Receiving yards against those Hello Kitties, minus 118 at Caesars.
Have you ever get a charcuterie board, Brad? You ever get the meats and cheeses, little almonds, crackers, yeah, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, if you eat enough of those, you're full. You don't need an entree. You're good to go. You order it as an appetizer, but then you're like, I'm kind of full. Snack size sometimes is still a meal. And just because I can finish an entire bag of salt and vinegar Lay's in one sitting, don't judge me. Don't you dare judge me. I can have snacks for dinner even at my age. So I don't want to hear anybody bitching at me. Okay. Sometimes snack size gets the job done. Love this prop, by the way. Another guy that's going to appear in that SGP that I've got for you coming up in bonus time.
Oh, a little sneak peek on Sky Moore. And by the way, I also love me some charcuterie.
Number three.
Numero tres on the feed five today. Let's go to the anytime touchdown market. And normally these are available at plus odds, and exactly that on Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah Pacheco, I think, is going to levy a knockout punch at some point on a Kansas City drive. Give me him to splash six against Detroit at plus 120. Best odds available right now at DraftKings. Really, this should be low minus odds. I don't understand why this is at plus money, especially in light of the Kelce news. There could be a little bit of a ground emphasis in this game, and you know he's going to see nothing but live fronts the entire year because of Patrick Mahomes and very infrequent overloaded boxes. So, you know, that could be around 10-15% at most on the season. Hey, look at Pacheco, what he achieved last year. He had five touchdowns, that's it, in 17 regular season games. And yeah, Jerick McKinnon's going to get some run as a pass down back, but he should be the early down plowshare and a guy that should knock at the door of plunging in the end zone a few times this season, including on Thursday night. Detroit last season, 15 touchdowns allowed to the running back position, surrendering 4.74 yards per carry to rushers. Mike Clay has that interior line projected to be the sixth worst in the NFL. So I think Pacheco is going to see some sizable holes and give it his violent downhill running style and sprint speed as well. Remember, he had a 3.00 yards after contact per attempt mark last season, forced 20 missed tackles on 170 attempts. And then you throw in two. I think the Chiefs are going to have a top five offensive line. So they're going to move some mountains. They're going to shift some dudes around. They're going to open up some free space for Pacheco to scoot through. So, Lundy, feed or follow the pride of Rutgers, who are 1-0 after they clobbered Northwestern over the weekend, for him to score an anytime touchdown is plus 120 at DraftKings. You're following me?
Yeah, I think I'll follow with you on this one. First of all, I'll give you a quick update. DK's got this up to plus 130 now instead of plus 120, so you get a little extra juice. They have bounced this one up a little higher for the anytime touchdown. This could be a play, Brad, if I'm being honest. You go with the anytime, folks, and then throw, like, I don't know, a quarter unit, something small For him to score the first touchdown, which is at plus 900.
Oh.
And I could see that being the case with this particular guy. So with the Kelce news, I might like this a little bit more if I know for sure that Kelce's either going to be super limited or if they're just going to say, screw it, it's week one, let's just chill, put him on the sideline, which I could totally see the Chiefs do. Because they're in this for the long haul. They're not in this for a one-time, one night stand. So, I like this one a lot, but like I said, I might back it with a small bet on him to not only have an anytime, but to get the first touchdown of the game. Like I said, that one, looking at it right now, one second, plus 900, at DK for the first touchdown.
Oh, that is downright sexy juice on Isaiah Pacheco, whether it's a first time touchdown in the game or an anytime TD, pound one. In the end zone.
Number two.
Oh, numero dos on the Fade 5. Hashtag mandatory Montgomery. You knew what was coming. I no longer a member of my Chicago Bears. Now with the division rival Lions. But I say he sniffs some chalk. Finds the end zone in his own right. Give me him for an anytime touchdown. Also at plus money like Pacheco. Plus 115. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now he's going to work in synchronicity, in concert, in tandem with Jahmyr Gibbs. We're going to have more on him here in just a second. But Montgomery is going to be the primary early down and I think red zone running back when they decide to ground and pound. Remember Jamal Williams last season? He had an ungodly amount of touchdown rushes. And Montgomery could flirt with double digits in that category to boot as well. You look at the opposition here. And in terms of Kansas City, what they allowed to the running back position a season ago, 10 touchdowns to RBs in total. That's it. In 17 regular season games, they also gave up 4.29 yards per carry. I'm going to harp on the total again, low in the low 50s. Scoring is expected. I think there's going to be some red zone opportunities that are going to crop up frequently for this Detroit offense and an offensive line. I think it's going to overachieve. It should be a borderline top 10 unit when it's all said and done. So as long as Jared Goff can move the chains, maybe some Amon-Ra St. Brown or some other wide receivers down the field, it doesn't matter to me. When you are knocking the door to score six, David Montgomery, it's mandatory, damn it! He gets ball to the belly, and you know he's a bloodhound for the goal line, and he'll find it and punch one in. So Lundy, fade or follow on mandatory Montgomery. Hashtag anytime touchdown plus 115 at DraftKings. Come with me.
Did you file a trademark on that yet?
No, but I need a t-shirt.
You just need to file a trademark for it. Like just put that straight through the U.S. office, the patent, trademark, whatever. I don't know. There's got to be an office you can do that with. Like if you fill out a form. Write an angry letter to management. There's got to be something that you can do because you should own that by now. Like this one as well. I mean, it's part of the reason why the only reason I'm going back to number one or number five here for a second. The only reason I like the Mahomes one is because of the plus odds. I actually think we're going to see a couple of touchdowns in this game on the ground. So it would make sense for Pacheco to be one of those. Definitely makes sense for David Montgomery to be one of those for the Lions, in part because, Brad, I think they want to be able to establish this guy is a part of their offense, bringing him in from Chicago. So I think you want to do that and you want to do it early on in the season as best you can. So I think Montgomery is a really smart play. Those of you that are doing, weekend DFS, things like that, this could be a guy to snag with your lineup if you're doing the full weekend or if you're just doing a same game. Like this with Montgomery a lot. Plus with 115, good odds for him. Just don't screw it up, Goff.
Oh, given the sexy juice, it's outright mandatory. You wager on Montgomery.
Number one.
All right, numero uno already teased it. How about the tag team partner of Dave Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, the rookie out of Alabama? I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to slam that over on 3.5 receptions. Yeah, Peter Gabriel style. I was waiting on this prop to populate at the various sports books earlier this week. And when it showed up, I immediately jumped on it. And it's already starting to get juiced up at a couple of locales. BetMGM, the juice I saw this morning's at minus 125. I would not be shocked by kickoff. It's like minus 140, maybe even approaching minus 150. And it's understandable on that over 3.5 receptions because he is expected to be a guy that moves the chains downfield as a pass receiver. He is a slight build, but he has got the shimmy. He's got the shake. He's got the wiggle, and I think this offense is going to try to get him in open space and allow him to create. And when the heat is dialed up on Jared Goff, that safety valve, that binky, that blanket underneath for him to alleviate some of that pressure and get a sizable gain is going to be to Jahmyr Gibbs. And he, I think, is going to have some design post routes in this game. Some screens, obviously, maybe some shallow crosses. Again, try to get him in space, get him in motion, allow him to speed up so he can take off. And as a result, four or more receptions should be able to cash in. You got to remember last year, Lundy, no team in the National Football League allowed more receptions to running backs than the Kansas City Chiefs. They gave 107 in 17 regular season games. So they refuse once again and are allergic to defending the short field. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to absolutely feast in this contest. If you want to slap the over with this on like maybe a suppressed receiving yards line, do an SGP. I think the lowest is 25 or more receiving right now at BetMGM. Get this down to plus money. I do not hate that approach in any way, shape, or form. But to recap, Jahmyr Gibbs over 3.5 receptions, minus 115 at DraftKings. Caught 44 balls last season with the Crimson Tide. Lundy, fade or follow?
I always get a little nervous in week one. Just look at my spreadsheet from college football on Saturday. Yikes. You get a little nervous in week one as you're continuing to kind of feel your way around these teams. So I don't dislike this one, Brad. I will tell you that I like the idea of grabbing Gibbs at three or more receptions in an SGP and take away the opportunity for there to be the hook. So I like this one standing by itself. But if I'm building an SGP, this isn't a bad leg to be able to add if you want to pop him at 3+, because that is one of the options at DraftKings as an example. You can find it elsewhere as well, but you can find him at 3 or more. Brings the juice way up, but if you're doing it as an SGP, there's nothing wrong with that. And obviously here in week one, the other thing, you know, Brad and I've told you guys to keep your eye out for this as much as you can. In week one, more than any other time on the calendar, the books give you all kinds of different boosts and, you know, no sweat bets and all those kinds of things that you can take advantage of, especially on an SGP, OGP type of thing. So this is not a bad leg to be able to throw in there as you build these up, because again, there's all kinds of profit boosts being thrown left and right for week one of the NFL.
All right, Lundy, it's one of your favorite times of the show. You've already been teasing me like crazy, so please disrobe. It's bonus time. What else you got on your card on this hump day, or maybe Thursday Night Football?
I'm going to give you one for Thursday Night Football. Then I've got some baseball, in part because you quitter, Brad Evans. I have seen your spreadsheet on Major League Baseball. You have put up a closed for the season sign.
Yeah,
you are like one of those beachfront shops that has just said, screw it, weather's changing, I'm done, I'm closing up. And you're done. I saw it. You're finished. Now, you're also up like 8 billion units. So congratulations. Yep. You had a very successful baseball season. I have also been having a successful baseball season. So I am not a quitter, Brad Evans. I am continuing on the Major League Baseball front, so I'll get to that in a minute. But first, the SGP for Thursday Night Football that I've been teasing. Follow me on this one. Got four legs. Pretty simple. Mahomes, two or more passing touchdowns. Taking away the hook, give me the two or more. Give me Sky Moore, speaking of more, 30 or more receiving yards. Backing that all the way down to 30. Give me David Montgomery to have at least 40 on the ground. That's it. That's all I need is 40 on the ground. I get a little bit nervous with that one. I never know what to expect with a new back at a new team, but I'll play that one as well. And finally, give me the Chiefs to score 20 or more points. All right. Chiefs 20 or more. DeMont, mandatory Montgomery, with 40 or more rushing. Sky Moore with 30 or more receiving. Patrick Mahomes, two passing touchdowns. Those four legs, no boost, no nothing, plus 170 over DraftKings. So got that one into a nice plus territory and did it, by the way, by messing with Kansas City's total. That's how I pushed this one up a little higher into the plus odds. Let me go now to the baseball scene for Wednesday. So if you are consuming this pod on Wednesday, you can play some of these. I already gave you Moose, but let's go to a same game parlay between the Blue Jays and the Oakland F's. Give me Vlad Guerrero to have a hit. Give me Davis Schneider to have a hit, and give me Toronto to score at least three runs. That's all I need. All three of those legs, Blue Jays three or more, Schneider for a hit, Vlad for a hit. That's a plus 135 at DK. Same game parlay for the Mariners and the Reds. We already talked about Logan Gilbert. So how about Gilbert for five or more strikeouts, Teoscar Hernandez for a hit, and Julio Rodriguez for a hit. That's all I need. Out of those three, that is a plus 110 between Seattle and Cincinnati. So again, nice, simple, not trying to get too crazy. I want to stick with that game for a second. Teoscar Hernandez is on a 14-game hitting streak right now. In that streak, he has 10 runs scored, 7 home runs, 20 RBI, and a 776 slugging percentage right
now. Wow.
In that 14-game streak. It's ridiculous. So trying to find something to play for him, I found this at plus odds over at DraftKings. Over 2.5 for hits plus runs plus RBI. Over 2.5, it's plus 110 at DraftKings. Julio Rodriguez, his tag team partner there with Seattle, and I do think that they are going to rip Cincinnati apart here coming up later tonight. So I'm going to take Julio Rodriguez, but the problem is his total bases is at about minus 160. Which is just bleh. It's just ugly. So instead, I'm going to take J-Rod to just get me two hits. That gets me plus odds, plus 120 over at DraftKings. And going back briefly to that Toronto-Oakland game, this is the rule of Nate being off by a day, okay? We've talked about this. I'm always off by one day. You know who didn't get me an RBI yesterday that would have completed a sexy parlay, a really sexy parlay? Vlad Guerrero. So I'm going.
Screw you, Vlad.
I'm going back to the well. Give me Vlad for an RBI today. Oh. That is plus 155. So I'm going to go back. Like I said, I'm going back to the well because, I mean, for crying out loud, it's Oakland. Toronto should be able to score. Vlad should be able to do it. So just by itself, plus 155. That rounds out some Wednesday baseball. A little look ahead to the Thursday night same game parlay. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go to that Thursday night football opener. Let's get that team Huevos parlay play on the board on this SGP. And come with me if you like it. I still say Kansas City wins this sucker. They're not going to lose in front of a loud and obnoxious crowd there at Arrowhead Stadium. I give it all, again, the celebration from last year, and you still have Patrick Mahomes on the field. So they're going to win this game straight up. Give me Mahomes on 2+ passing touchdowns, so we'll take the hook at the equation. Give me Jared Goff to throw at least one touchdown. He was top 10 last season in red zone completion percentage and did this in 13 of 17 regular season games. Give me Amon-Ra, the sun god, St. Brown, 5 or more receptions. He achieved that 11 of 16. Going to see a lot of Trent McDuffie in the slot, who allowed a 95 or near a 95 passer rating with assignments a season ago. And they give me Sky Moore, as I mentioned. I think at a minimum, it's going to be 30 yards, and that's all I need for him to hit. I think he's actually going to achieve 50 or more. So to recap, Kansas City money line, Mahomes 2 more passing touchdowns, Goff, I need 1 end zone strike, St. Brown, 5 or more catches, and Sky Moore, 30-plus yards, plus 205. Yeah! Work the shoulders there. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. Elsewhere, Lundy, they have not reposted the yardage line on Noah Gray. Let's say that Travis Kelce is out, and you're a gambling man. You want to, you know, clack and a clack and roll the dice. For him to score an anytime touchdown right now that is available at DraftKings, it's plus 215. And I say take it because Kelce is indeed out of action, is deactivated for this game. He is going to play a sizable role. And if you're desperate for a tight end in a deeper fantasy league and you're looking for a Hail Mary chuck, Noah Gray has shocker special potential. So I like him for an anytime TD, assuming that Kelsey is out. If you want to wait on this to make sure that that is cemented, that he is indeed going to be in street clothes, I get it. I would still take it at plus odds on Gray. Elsewhere, Major League Baseball, let's get after it. Tyler Glass now under 8.5 strikeouts against the Boston Red Sox. That's in a minus 130 right now at BetMGM. Boston, number 22 in K percentage the last couple of weeks. That is it. And I know Glasnow has been magnificent at home with a 12.31 K per nine. But since the All-Star break, it's only 9.69 in terms of K per nine, drawing more contact, not really piling up the strikeouts. He only had 6 strikeouts and a 5 1/3 earlier this season against Boston. Could be more of the same his second time around against the representatives from Beantown. Elsewhere, on a two-legger, give me Max Scherzer 2 or more walks against the Houston Astros. And then I can't believe I'm saying this. Zach Davies, I'm going to take the over on 14.5 outs with that Scherzer 2+ walks prop. Davies taking on Colorado. Put those two together, plus 152 at DraftKings. Give me some context on Scherzer. Houston, number 11 in base on balls percentage the last couple of weeks, and he has issued a couple of free passes in 10 of his last 12 starts. He only had 1 walk in a turn of the rotation against the Astros back on June 19th. But a guy that's really struggling at times with his command since the All-Star break, 3.02 walks per nine in the second half of the season on the year. That number sent at 262. Meanwhile, I look at Davies. I can't believe I'm backing him. Usually I fade the living daylights out of Zach Davies, but it's the Pebbles of Colorado. They have been pulverized. As Lundy always says, fade the Rockies. Colorado number 19 in total runs scored the last couple of weeks. Davies has already done this against the Rockies. 5 2/3 innings against this ball club back on June 1st. And he has gone over 14.5 outs in 6 of his last 14 games, his last couple of turns of the rotation, a 1.64 ERA. Put some damn respect on that snake's name. Yeah, Zach Davies, who's like 5 foot nothing. I think he goes at least 5 innings against Colorado. Max Scherzer, 2+ walks. Again, plus 152 on that two-legger. And then finally, I'm not going to put this together on the fly because earlier today, this was not available in the SGP market. Hopefully it is now. I see Jordan Wick strikes out at least 5 Giants, and that's what the isolated strikeout prop is on him against the Giants in the matinee special at Wrigley. And I say the Cubs win. I think that'll be a plus money. I know what it is. Hopefully it's available. But that's that SGP that I am playing in that game. The Cubs are rolling. The buzz, the electricity inside Wrigley has been palpable. Exciting baseball right now on the north side. And Wicks has been damn good in 2 starts since he got called up. 10.80 K per nine. He had 9 strikeouts in his first start in the bigs. Only 3 in the second. But you look at San Francisco, number 6 in K percentage the last couple of weeks. They're really piling up the whiffs. And I think Wicks will embarrass him at times. And the Cubs get the dubs as well. All right, I'm out of time. I got to do TV. I got to get this ugly face on camera. I'm like a man version of Medusa. So if you look at me, chances are going to turn into stone. For the wonderful Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Do us a favor. Drop us a rating and a review. If you enjoy this podcast, we're going to be back on Friday with a full breakdown of our favorite college cash and 2 some of our favorite plays week 1 of the NFL. Drop us a rating and review if you enjoy this program and fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter at Nate Lundy. All of us free spreadsheet picks there. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos. For the incomparable Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you. It's mandatory.